This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Gotcha. Because I'm pressing the buttons, I just press play.
Oh, you're recording now? Podcast?
Recording now.
Hello.
Hello. Got you. That's what's the beauty about pressing the buttons.
With Mariah Carey. Yeah, it's in my head now because you played it, you monster. I'll listen to some Creed and fix that in a moment. With arms wide
open. Do they have a Christmas song? I feel like they would.
They're very Jesus. So you would, if any band would, it would be them. But they don't have a Christmas album. I can assure you that. But if you listen to the lyrics, they're all basically Christianity, which is almost Christmas.
Actually, I've got all the bands here in our system that have Christmas songs. Cheap Trick. Have a Christmas song. Chris Isaac. Oh, let's listen to that.
I did a bad, bad present. That's a great joke.
He's a bad, bad Santa.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I'm Chris Isaac, man.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Christmas. I'm a bad boy with a bad Christmas, man. That's some of the put video from Auntie Donna.
No, this isn't Christmas.
You typed in, I want you. And oh, wow, Carly. That's a great song, but do-da-da-do-da-do-da, see you crying.
I thought I had typed in Christmas songs, but I typed in all of Christmas. Oh, guys, sorry to disappoint. Cheap Trick actually don't have a Christmas song.
I'm going to crank that on the way home. Forget Creed. I'm playing, Chris Isaacs, I Want You to Want Me. So you've got the sheet in front of you for Alpha Bucks. You want to quiz the A-Dog?
Oh, I'm quizzing you. Okay. Yeah. Well, your letter for tomorrow is L for Lima.
Okay. Yeah, I prefer Limo, actually, from SAFM.
And we normally try and do the hardest one. Oh, this is the hardest.
Hit me. Go.
Name a musical instrument, starting with L.
I was going to say.
I've got producer Scott in here as well.
The lute is not a thing, is it? I'm thinking of. Give me some time. I want to
wait a
this
second.
One.
You just answered it correctly.
Is lute correct?
Lute is correct.
The bloody genius, Alan!
Did you know that or did you just make that up?
No, I literally just like that's the old thing, right? Like a mandolin, but it's like the old lute.
Yeah. A lute.
Yeah.
I would not have gotten that.
But it is a string instrument, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a lute is a pluck string instrument with a neck and a deep round back.
Yeah, like me. It's like literally Robin Hood era, and they'd play the lute and then brum, ba, da, da,
I've got two others on here.
Yeah, you can't give away any more. We'll get in trouble. Are you going
to? No, I'm not going to give away the other.
No, do give more answers. You do it. I'm going to stop you.
No.
Two voice answers.
The lyre.
The lie.
No, this is for musical instrument.
Okay.
We're still on that.
Let's call each other names now.
Or the lithophone.
Of course.
What's the lithophone look like? Let's have a look at that, baby.
I mean, it sounds like something from the 80s and horrible. Sounds like it created every Boyz II Men album.
Pet Shop Boys, what I'm saying.
What is it?
A lithophone is a musical instrument consisting of rock or pieces of rock which are stuck to produce musical notes. So it's literally playing the rocks.
Yeah, I'm good.
Is that where rock and roll came from?
I bloody hope so.
Is rock and roll actually from rocks?
Yep.
And then rolling them
along
the ground and making music?
Yep, it is. And you should tell everyone
Scott,
that.
It was literally not fact-checked. This is going, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
Scott's
you
good.
Do produce on Triple M sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
And that's where real rock goes. You love football and beer rock. Something else in their comedy,
so
I think.
Yeah, so the lithophone. Oh, there's an Icelandic lithophone. What does that look like?
Well, it's got icy rocks in it, probably.
Yeah, they're glaciers.
Oh. Whole glaciers in there, sure.
Wow, okay. Wow, people really do play the rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my childhood right there.
I'm going to give you a score out of 10, by the way, because you anchored today, which is for radio speak, meaning basically you did all the talking out of the songs and all that sort of stuff.
I'm the bookmarker of the show.
Yeah, and also you pushed all the buttons today. I'm going to give you out of 10. I'm going to give you a 9.
What? That's too high.
You didn't take us off air.
I was
a little slow. That gives you like 8 points immediately. I'm going to give you a 9. Obviously,
okay,
a little room for improvement tomorrow because, you know, but I think a 9 out of 10 is good.
Okay.
I normally hit about a 6, so I'm stoked with you, if I'm being honest.
Oh, enjoy the podcast,
guys. Enjoy the podcast, please.
But Alan, over the weekend, I had a very embarrassing moment.
Doesn't sound like you. Continue.
No. Normally, everything I do in my life is seamless, and I'm very foreign to embarrassment. But it was a rare moment for me. So over the weekend, I decided to buy 2 dog bowls. And because I am a basic white girl, I love anything that has words written on them. So
the name of the animal?
I picked ones that said food and one that said water.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense, right?
It's nice that you're giving Russell his own bowl now as well. I'm really happy about that.
We're sick of sharing.
Yeah,
you know?
It makes sense. You know?
We keep headbutting
each
other.
Hey, you work hard, you deserve nice things.
So I went to the reject shop because, you know, that place is the best.
Yep.
And like any time I go to the reject shop, I end up overspending and just buying crap I don't need.
Absolutely.
Actually, it's not crap. It's all quality.
Yeah,
and I need all
of
it. According to me when I'm talking to my husband. But one thing I love to do is I love to get in the car and look at everything I've just bought. Like, it's, I don't even turn the engine over. I'm like, ooh, what did I get? Even though I...
But you just bought it.
I know. It's a weird thing. Like, I've always done it on my little haul.
Like, you just had a treasure hunt and you just found the gold.
I'm literally doing it just to myself. Like, ooh, that's nice.
You're like me when I used to get a show bag at the Royal Show back in the day. And you spread it on your bed and you're like, ah, look at all these treasures.
Literally. So that's what I did when I... well, I was in the car and then I picked up... the bowl, and I realized, oh no, I've picked up two bowls that said water. And I was like, I swear, I could have sworn that I picked one that said food and one that said water. And I thought, you know what, this is a logistical nightmare. I'm not going to know where to put the food. So I thought, I'll go back into the shop.
Russell was like, yes, I'm going to be overhydrated this week. So excited.
So I'm like, I'll go back into the reject shop. I've still got the receipt.
Classic mistake,
The girl seemed lovely in there. It'll be a quick changeover. No harm done.
Yep.
So I walk up to the counter. So she didn't think I was just flat out stealing. And I said, oh, excuse me. I was just in here. I've accidentally picked up the water instead of the food. And she looked at me and laughed and turned the bowl around where on the other side it said food.
Oh, mate. That's to be fair, that's a terrible bowl design.
Exactly. It's food and water.
Second of all, she should have hit you with a, what are you talking about? Done.
And anyway, I quickly left the shop and I will never be returning to any reject shops in the whole of WA just in case she does ever change stores.
Okay, well, sucks for you.
Sucks for Russell. You've only got us for a short while, Alan.
That's right. Now, in case people are going, wait a second, why is Carly doing the talking out of the songs? That's normally what you do, Alan. That's kind of your thing. Well, Carly is in preparation right now because as of Thursday, I'm not going to be here for 2 weeks because I'm finally getting my tonsils out. Bye-bye.
Which, by the way, there has been so many people recently getting their tonsils out.
I know. It's like the thing to do this summer.
It is.
You're going, oh my goodness, and I look good for the beach this season. Tonsils out. That's the way to do it. I don't know what's going on. Like, I agree.
Yeah. Like, we had another person in the office, Rory. He recently did it.
He got a whole thing done, but he got like his nose inside and he got everything ripped out and back in. And absolutely.
I thought his nose looked great.
It does look great. It's a good looking nose.
My best friend, she's getting her tonsils out as well, but she's on a waiting list. Apparently, were you on a waiting list?
Nah, because I'm a big deal and private. what would happen with me is I always have had big tonsils, but I didn't really know in retrospect what that means. Yeah, I'm proud of it. You know, it's on my driver's license right there. Went to the doctors after I had COVID and I was like, hey, these things are just kind of irritating me still. Like, I don't know, have a look. And I had that classic response from a doctor that you don't want, which was, whoa, they're big. I was like, oh, well, that's not professional, but okay. Then she recommended I go check out a doctor who specializes in that sort of deal.
Yeah.
To which he responded with, whoa, they're big. I'm like, I wonder if that's normal. And he said, you know what? I would like to take these out if you're okay with that. And I said, of course I'm happy with that because the way I was speaking.
The paddle pop stick.
That's the tonsils in my throat because they're not that big. So I am getting them taken out on Thursday. And yeah, you're right. Like everyone I'm chatting to, and it's not that many people, have a story of someone who's getting their tonsils out, if not like recently, they're soon to come.
Is this a Carly's conspiracy?
Maybe. I don't know what we're going to do with all that extra tonsil meat out in the world, you know?
Do you get to keep them?
I've asked and no, you don't.
Oh, what? So what are they doing with
them? I don't know what I'm going to do for a Christmas gift for you now because I was banking on that.
I know.
Bit disappointing.
Bit of radio history there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Your golden tonsils.
Give it away on air for next year.
That and John Laws.
We're doing all the promotions today. We're giving away a year's worth of coffee and we're going to give away tonsils on air. Write these all down, please.
The golden tonsils.
Absolutely. Now, I've been waiting for like kind of, it's very vague, the hospital world regarding patients and the amount of conversations that happen between the two. I didn't quite know that. I've never done anything in a hospital before. So I was like, I don't know what's going to go on. Literally last week, a week out from my surgery, I've had a bunch of emails come through, mainly asking for money, as you'd expect. But this one here is telling me what I need to do in preparation for my, and I can't say the word, tonsillectomy.
Oh, they have a fancy word for it.
It's a fancy word for it. So basically, long story short, I've got to fast for this bad boy. I'm out.
For how long?
I think it's only a few hours, but I think,
a few hours.
It's like 5 hours. So,
five?
Yeah, it's going to be stressful. I'm not looking forward to it now. Before I was like, cut me open, take my tonsils out.
How are you meant to be operated on an empty stomach?
That's exactly it. And
you're going to sit there and you'll lie there for hours.
And clear liquids as well. I got to drink just clear liquids.
Oh, poor baby.
Vodka's a clear liquid, so it should be a bit of fun.
Oh, yeah, not bad. You found the loophole there.
So, yeah, it should be all right. I'll be off for 2 weeks and then back at it. I wonder if my voice is going to change. That's what I'm most excited.
I hope it does.
Will it go deeper or higher?
Higher.
Like, I just come in and like, hey, it's Alan and Carly. What's going on?
I want nothing more for Christmas than that.
Okay. I don't know if I can do that. I hope it goes deeper.
Oh, well, I'm not getting tonsils.
Yeah.
Give me something.
Well, You can have the tonsils. I'll ask. I'll ask again. I'll ask while I'm under because that will come over really well. Just get those tonsils. Get out of here, Alan. You're crazy. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Kai's going to keep pushing the buttons and doing all the talking thing. In fact, we're
I'll keep pushing your buttons from hospital. I'll text you stupid questions.
Oh, no. I've got 2 weeks off, mate. Your number is being deleted. Blocked.
If you could get one thing for free for the rest of your life, what would it be? I had a long, hard think about this, Alan, and I'm just going to call myself out here because every, I would say, 3 to 4 months, I'm dropping a couple of $100 on injections into my forehead to make some lines go away.
It's crazy that that's the go-to for you for what you'd have for free when you consider like how much you spend on fuel or power.
When does it end? You keep aging. So, and by the way, I'm not endorsing it. If you want to just age naturally, good on you.
Yeah.
But I'm aging so rapidly that I can't keep up with it. It's just never ending. So that's what I go for my freebie.
Yeah. Well, we want to open up 131060 is that number, and you know, get involved and tell us what is the freebie that you would like for it. For me, accommodation. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be going on more holidays if I didn't have to pay for accommodation. And I tell you what, I wouldn't even live at my house anymore. I'd just stay somewhere hell bougie. You'd be like, yes, the Parmelia Hilton Presidential Suite is available for you, Alan, for the next 4 months.
Does that include room service?
No. I mean, I'm not going to take the Mickey. I think the room's all enough.
In your hypothetical world.
Yeah. I don't want to come across like a big selfish.
Well, we've got Kathy from Jero on the line. Kathy, what are you getting for free for the rest of your life?
Definitely picking fuel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Great call. You're driving a lot from Jero?
Yeah, to Perth. It's like 4.5 hours drive. So, you know, anything helps.
Absolutely.
That is true. That's a great one. You're so practical, Kathy. We don't need practicality here. Let's go to Tara in Kalgoorlie. Tara, what are you having for free for the rest of your life if you can wrangle it?
Coffee, absolutely.
Oh,
coffee.
That's a good call.
Oh, that's a great one.
Wait, now, I want to do some maths because I was buying a tall flat white from Macca's at $5.25 a day. If I times that by, let's hypothetically say I'm having it every day of the year, you are for free every year $1,916. That's a great call.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And people like me, I like more than one a day.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even count for that. Your addiction, of course.
How many are you having a day?
Two or three, depending on the...
That's $3,832 that she's having too.
Money bags over here.
That is quick math.
Are you chucking in an instant coffee?
Sorry?
She's offended by that question.
No, wow.
Not instant coffee.
Must be nice, Tara.
Blending them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, Tara. And you know what? I've changed my mind.
It would be nice if it was free.
Well, look, we might try and work that out for you. I don't know if
I think we just figured out next
that.
Year's competition on HIT. We're going to do coffee for a year, eh? Hey?
Oh,
hey? Thoughts?
Yeah. Please email me and I'll enter.
I've got a feeling you'll email us.
Yeah,
it is Leavers now. It's officially kicked off over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were in Busso on Saturday doing McCabby Day, which is great. Thanks to everyone that came down and said hello. But people are scared of the Leavers.
They literally are.
Too scared to leave the house.
Actually, when I was checking in to my hotel, the guy was like, ooh, you do know it's Leavers. I'm like, yeah, why do you think I'm here?
Absolutely.
And he kind of was like, okay, who are you kidding?
Yeah. Ring the police. We had a Tully on site. I repeat, we got a Tully on site.
But I had booked this months ago, and that was my stay in Busselton over the weekends, which just so happened to coincide with Leavers. So once I found this out, I thought, you know what? I've got to just embrace it. I've just got to get amongst it. I've got to do what I need to do. If I need to snap a glow stick and throw it in the air,
that's
what I got to do.
That's it. You rave.
So I was prepared. I wasn't going to be one of those people that hid in their room and made a noise complaint. Did learn one thing, though, over the weekend that I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the guy said to me as I was checking in? He goes, oh, don't worry. We've got a lot of undercover police also staying here. So I don't know if I'm meant to say that on the air, but I was like, oh, okay. So apparently they do that as like an extra insurance. So if you think you're making friends with someone at the bar, maybe you're not.
I'm questioning all my friendships now. Maybe they're all undercover police playing the long game. Maybe my wife is too.
So anyway, I said, you know what? I'm not going to stick in my room. I'm going to get out and about and amongst it. So where I was staying was like a resort. So there was like two pools. And I thought, you know what? I know what this is going to be like. It's going to be some music playing. It's going to be a fun vibe. It's going to be like a 90s rom-com opening scene, right?
Yep.
Crickets.
Oh.
So I do a couple of laps of the pool. No one's in there.
Yep.
I think, okay, we're down south. Maybe it's the water temperature.
You took a nice photo with Russell. I know this is a side note. I'm hijacking it for half a second, but that photo you put up with you and Russell was like really cute and nice.
Thank you.
You guys looked happy.
#Leavers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I make him smile in photos.
Yeah, Leavers agrees with you.
But then I was like, okay, well, that wasn't successful. Maybe it's just too early for them. Maybe they're a little hungover from the night before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll wait for a better hour. So
they are a nocturnal creature, conventionally, the old leavers.
So for me, I booked a later dinner.
Okay.
I actually went to dinner at 6 o'clock. So I was like, okay, in the lobby where everyone mix and mingles. And you know what, Alan?
Yeah.
Hadn't taken two steps and bang, there is a whole table of leavers.
Absolutely.
And I thought, oh, here we go. We're on here.
I mean, just walking past the fact that you said late dinner at 6 o'clock, but all right, well, I'm just going to go past that one, sure.
So anyway, I'm kind of get put right near them. So I'm kind of keeping one eye on them, you know, got to be the responsible one. And Alan, let me tell you, Russell and I partied harder than that table full, I would have said 12 leavers.
No, they're pacing themselves, but these
are
kids.
They
have like
so
a week of celebrations. You had a night.
Yeah, that's true. And when I say I went harder, I'm talking two glasses of champers.
I was going to say like.
I don't normally do bubbles, so.
And a Coke with like no sugar. You're like, no.
I was lashing
Give
out.
Me the full thing, baby. We're going extreme tonight.
You know what? They were so polite. And then I was like getting secondhand cringe because they had to all pay separately for the bill and they're dividing and then someone didn't pay for their entree and then they're all trying to be so polite about it.
Yep.
And I was like, this is not the leavers experience I was expecting. Someone hasn't legged it yet. So very polite bunch of leavers this year. I
got a bit
of
cringe when you said secondhand cringe, to be fair. So we're all feeling a little bit of it. Ugh.
Alan, you had a big weekend.
I did. Now, we mentioned this on the show on Friday. I wanted to get your opinion on whether I should even host the event. That was that I bought a wrestling pay-per-view. It was on yesterday. I was very excited for it. These aren't cheap, by the way, like $35. And normally I just watch it by myself in my underwear. But I was like, you know what, Alan? It's time to be nice and share the love. And if anyone else wanted to see it that you know, because I got a few wrestling mates, believe it or not. If they wanted to come around and watch it, and you said, yeah, you can do it, but you got to put on a spread.
And
you
put on pants, snacks. Too. That was a key.
Put on pants,
yes.
Yeah.
I did say that because I feel like if you're inviting someone around to your house, you have to put on food because I literally wrote off a perfectly nice person recently and refused to hang out with them because every time I've been to their house, they don't put on food.
Now, this was at 8 a.m. that this thing started, so I was like, oh, I'm going to
really... 8 a.m.?
Yeah, it's wrestling America time, so you got to, like, you know, line up. So that's why the food thing was kind of weird, because you get invited over dinner, you expect dinner.
Yeah.
I get that. But this is, what am I going to put on? A tasty breakfast.
Absolutely.
Some poached eggs and some bacon.
Little buffet breakfast. Ooh, bagels. And then they can choose their own toppings.
So I ended up inviting a couple of people over, despite your scaring me off with the whole snack situation. I invited them over, including one of the guys from the office. He came around. And, you know, snacks? Yeah, sure. I provided some snacks. I provided a box of favorites, slapped that in a bowl. And
at
also,
8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I was just kind of like, you know, need some sugar. Maybe if it's a boring show, who knows? I don't know how it was going to go. And also a few Cheetos. Shout out to Cheetos.
That is not a sponsor. The worst breakfast ever.
But here's the thing, Carly. They're guys, and I'm a guy, and we didn't care. And I got to be honest, yeah, sure, they went through a few of the favorites and ate a few of the Cheetos, but they brought their own Red Bulls and their own, well, Corey brought a whole lot of bunch of stuff that we didn't even touch, like pods and stuff, but we didn't even touch it. Boys we boys is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, what? So
and
you're all on a diet?
Well, I'm literally on a diet, but yeah. I think we all were on a diet. But also, it's 8 a.m. in the morning. Like, what? They all had food before they came.
They all had food before they...
Boys.
Wow.
Boys.
I'm so different. Yeah. I'm eating... That's no excuse. I've never gone somewhere and gone and ate before I came. I'm like, oh, I'm doubling up today.
No, see, this is the thing about guys. We just kind of do what we want to do and eat what we want to eat.
Please tell me you put this on a board situation. You didn't just put this in a bowl. Like,
no,
you
big
at
bowls.
Least tried,
oh. I could have left it in the packet. That would have been like
hell
better and less dishes. But no, I put it in a bowl.
So who won the wrestling, more importantly?
Oh, you don't care about that.
No,
so
I don't.
I won't even get into that. I'll tell you who won. Friendship. Friendship
Oh,
line.
That's nice. And who lost?
Snacks? No. The two people made friends, and then I got them out of my house because it was like wrestling pay-per-view over at 1 o'clock. I'm like, all right, guys, get out. It was pretty good.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.